With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. War-weary Palestinians in Gaza returning to the streets on the second day of the four-day ceasefire.
In northern Gaza, the focus of Israel's ground offensive, Palestinians crunched over rubble as they navigated the war-torn streets, some still searching for the bodies of their loved ones who are missing. At the Indonesian hospital in Jabalia, bodies lay in the courtyard and outside the main gate. In southern Gaza, the ceasefire comes as more hostages are expected to be released by Hamas after they were captured in a deadly attack on southern Israel on October the 7th. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hamas releasing a second group of Israelis, 6 women and 7 children, also several foreigners. Earlier, the terrorist group delayed the second round of swaps for several hours, claiming that Israel had violated the terms of the truce deal. President Biden noting the fact there are a number of youngsters gaining their freedom. Also at SRNnews.com, sandwiched between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it is Small Business Sunday.
The Brooklyn Boutique Closet Rich is full of pretty clothes and accessories, but no one is shopping yet on Small Business Saturday. Still owner Star Adams is not worried.
People may not be able to afford it on Saturday, but they can afford it next Tuesday or next month. So that's super important to me, treating everybody great when they walk through the door.
She believes customer service sets smaller businesses apart.
I don't compare myself to larger businesses because every time I go to Macy's, I can't find someone to help me. You can always find me right here and I can help you.
Adams has been in the community she loves for a year and a half and hopes to keep going.
That is Julie Walker reporting in New York. And this is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garbi, will leave at the end of this year. The third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame next year. Sandy Stone, a man who is living as a woman, will be honored for being the founder of the academic discipline of transgender studies. The hall inducts a new class every year to recognize women's contributions. This is SRN News. It is a growing threat and frightening, to say the least. The FDA expanding a call for cantaloupe, different kinds. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer with the story.
The number of people sickened by salmonella from cut and whole cantaloupes has more than doubled in a week. Three more brands have joined the recall list: Rudy Brand Whole Cantaloupes, Freshness Guaranteed, and Racetrack Brand Pre-Cut Cantaloupes. Nearly 100 people in 32 states have gotten sick from the contaminated fruits. 2 people died of the infections in Minnesota, and 45 people are hospitalized nationwide. Most people infected with salmonella develop diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps within 6 hours to 6 days after consuming food contaminated with the bacteria. Health officials are telling people to throw the fruit out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com.